W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Will Carr. Former President Trump has left the Manhattan courthouse where he pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. This after he was arrested, booked, fingerprinted, and arraigned. The charges stem from a hush money payment during the 2016 campaign. Former federal prosecutor and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has known the former president for a long time.
He thought he was too clever to ever wind up in this situation. Too clever, too careful, too smart to ever wind up in this situation.
Meanwhile, the White House is continuing to stay quiet on today's arraignment. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about comments Trump made related to Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
Any form of violence, that is something that we condemn from here, but not going to get anything that is touching or relating to the case. We're just not going to comment from here.
This is ABC News. A March Madness filled with upsets and Cinderella stories ended last night with the UConn Huskies beating the San Diego State Aztecs 76-59. The host city is feeling like a winner as well.
A year of planning and preparation has paid off for the Bayou City, which will see about a $100 million windfall from hosting the Final Four.
You know, I think it's good, not great.
University of Houston economics professor Stephen Craig says $100 million sounds like a lot until you consider that.
It's not like anyone has a stack of $20 bills that high. It's spread over a lot of people.
He thinks the lack of a Texas team or a so-called blue blood school like Villanova may have dampened some enthusiasm for this year's Final Four. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Houston.
A business failure for Sir Richard Branson. His startup satellite company, Virgin Orbit, has filed for bankruptcy protection after failing to find a new source of funding. This comes just days after nearly 85% of its staff was scrapped. Will Carr, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Keep your eye on the weather. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha could also get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Many Wisconsin villages and cities have referendums on today's ballot to pay for emergency medical services. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health expects 38% of communities will have to go to a referendum in the next year to pay for EMS, which towns are required to provide by law. In villages and cities, the service is technically optional, but most do have some emergency services. If the referendums don't pass, communities will have to make spending cuts or contract services from other neighboring municipalities. That means response times could be much longer. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dom, it is Alvin Bragg Day!
Hey, happy Alvin Bragg Day, Crudy. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad I'm here to celebrate it with you, man.
And it's also Spring Election Day here in the great state of Wisconsin. Perhaps the most important election day of your young life, sir. Spring Election Day, at least. And I'm feeling quite optimistic at this hour, Dom.
You are?
I am. Polls close in 4 hours. This show's going for 3 hours, and then we'll take you up to special extended live coverage right here across the Civic Media Network, Tom. The whole team's pitching.
Yeah, man. Team effort today, as always.
We're going to take it up to 7 o'clock, and, you know, to help us do some of the heavy lifting, a fan favorite, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn will be with us in the 6 o'clock hour. Maybe she'll help us go over the Trump indictment. We're going to go over the fact statement from Alvin Bragg in hour number 2, so stick around for that.
That'll be fun.
Maggie Dawn, a really smart lawyer, and occasionally she expresses strong opinions.
You think?
Maggie's going to help us do the heavy lifting in extended coverage of this fine show, Devil's Advocates, all the way up to 7 o'clock. Then Kristen Bry and Jane Mantenier take over. And I hear Donald Trump's addressing the nation. Defend on Trump. We got to get used to saying that. Defend on Trump. It won't be the last time I say that.
The perp.
The perp speaks somewhere in the 7 o'clock hour. Maybe they'll dip in and give you a little taste. And then 8 o'clock polls close here in the state of Wisconsin. And we're gonna take you all the way until the glorious Janet Protasiewicz victory in the state of Wisconsin. I'm feeling pretty good. You still got to do your part. Those of you that didn't get up this morning, didn't early vote. I know a lot of our friends, Dom. Early vote has been enormous.
Yes, it has.
In this elective cycle. Ben Wickler on our show yesterday. I don't know if it rang in my brain how many early votes we've had. It's north of 400,000 early voters. That's a triple the prior record.
Right. I mean, that's statistically a huge jump.
That's a big number. And Dom, you know what? I know how people love when we do math on the radio.
Yeah.
Here, you know what the high water mark, and if you're not listening in the state of Wisconsin, well, you're missing out on some fine weather here. Thankfully, the stadium will be closed. Brewers go off tonight, 6:40 across the the Civic Media Network on WISS and WRCE. And then after another glorious Brewers victory over the Mets, extended election night coverage as late as it takes, Dom. I'm hoping it doesn't go to midnight. I'm hoping we have a declared winner before midnight.
Quicker the better for Protasiewicz.
I'm hoping in the 10 o'clock news hour we have a declaration of victory. But let's talk about the high watermark, Dom. Do you know the most votes ever cast in a state Supreme Court race? Here's the over-under number. The biggest one ever.
What?
1.5 million votes.
When was that?
That had to be
what the race?
Kloppenburg, David Prosser race, 2011. That was sort of the run-up to the recall of Scotty Wanker. The recall that sort of inspired this show in some small part, Don. We were on opposite sides of the recall of Scott Walker. But as a point of reference, you know how many votes were cast in the Scott Walker recall? That was just a throw-in June election in 2012.
How many?
Scott Walker, 1,335,585 votes. Barrett, 1,164,480 votes. And here's what we've learned. 2012, that year. Kloppenburg, and that was the race where they found the 11,000 votes. Kathy Nicholas, very hinky circumstance, the clerk of Waukesha County. And Don, we should point out, we're here in the heart of Waukesha County because we don't want those sort of shenanigans going on tonight.
Not under our watch.
We're going to go search her house if necessary, Don. But she found what? Almost 11,000 votes in Brookfield. Oh, we forgot Brookfield.
Oh, my bad.
Now, the margin of victory for David Prosser in that race, just a little over 7,000 votes.
Ooh.
So Brookfield was the margin of victory.
Yeah, right.
And that came in, what, a day or two after? After Scott Jensen, the former corrupted assembly leader, Republican, told Vicki McKenna and other right-wing talk radio hosts, go look for stories of voter fraud because we're going to need them when we challenge the outcome of the election.
Say it anyway. Just say it.
Just find rampant conspiracies if necessary. And Vicki did. She was compliant. Help. She probably made a few up of her own. You know, the bus is coming up from Illinois that day, Dom. So anyways, that's the benchmark, the Wanker. And Wanker woke Scott Walker, for those that don't know, I like to call the former governor Wanker. Scott Walker woke up a sleeping giant in the Northwoods. A lot of low propensity voters, people talk about Donald Trump woke up this sleeping giant, these low propensity voters. Technically, here in the state of Wisconsin, it was the Scott Walker recall.
Walker warmed him up for him.
And many of those same people went out and voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Obviously, the blue wall crumbled here by about, what, 21,000 votes. But let's get back to the Supreme Court race. Dom, I would say the year most analogous, and maybe not entirely true, but let's talk about recent Supreme Court races. And this is the one that gets me nervous. 2019. That was the Hagedorn-Lisa Neubauer race. Do you know that Dan Kelly, when he got crushed by Jill Karofsky, garnered far more votes than Brian Hagedorn did?
And he pulled it out.
And Hagedorn won
in
2019. Now, that was a differing election cycle. But you know, we could have, the lefties, the Dems, could have flipped the court. That was also one of those pivotal moments in history. And we didn't answer the call. That 2019 election, Hagedorn won 606,414 votes. Lisa Neubauer, 600,433 votes.
Oh, man.
So what's that? Just under 6,000 votes, the determinant margin of victory. And the balance of the Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the year before, Rebecca Dallet won. Hell, you probably don't even remember Michael Skronik. Remember the Wanker appointee to the Sauk County District Court?
Oh, vaguely.
Well, he was a footnote in history because he got his ass handed to him by Rebecca Dallet. And Rebecca Dallet, I still remember interviewing her with Joe Costa's Amaripa, who was doing a fine show for us, now an alderwoman in Milwaukee.
Yeah, down on Brady Street. She came around a lot.
Well, we did a walk-in talk immediately after candidate Rebecca Dallet gave a speech to the Women's March. That's when the Women's March was really starting to blast off. That was about March of that year. She won the primary, and then she won the general election handily by about 155,000 votes. That was 2018. And then the prior race for Dan Kelly and Jill Karofsky, Don. Now, we talk about the failure of Dan Kelly. He was a terrible candidate. He's a contemptuous man, a pompous ass, if you will. But he garnered the second most votes of any conservative judicial candidate. And he's the only one that lost. Prosser got 752,000 votes. Very contentious race back in 2011. The precursor to the Scott Walker recall, eked it out, you know, with some found votes over Kloppenburg. Jill Karofsky, and I would say this is the benchmark for Janet Protasiewicz, 855,000 votes, 100,000 more than Prosser got, and what, 160-something thousand more than your boy Dan Kelly got? And Dan Kelly got almost 700,000 votes in that race. That exceeded the winning number for Hagedorn, Rebecca Dallet, and second only to Prosser.
Wow.
So Dan Kelly, in his glorious crash and burn loss,
still got a lot of votes.
Still got a lot of votes.
Historically speaking.
Historically speaking.
Wow.
So today,
a lot of votes out today.
The benchmark will be 1.5 million votes.
Total votes.
We're going to crush that number. I feel quite confident. Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, after appearing on this fine program, saw him with Rachel Maddow last night.
Oh, was he nice?
And it stuck in. It sunk in, maybe because, you know.
You saw it on Maddow instead of
I saw it on Maddow instead of
the greatest radio show ever. Come on, man.
400,000 early votes already cast in the state of Wisconsin. Relatively speaking, that's almost more votes than Michael Skronik garnered in his entire race, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when we talk about 400,000 votes, and historically the benchmark there, it's like 140,000. Tripled that number. So my prediction is...
pain.
Well, that's one of them. Pain for Trump, that comes later. But my prediction is, if you go out and vote and you take a couple of friends with you, still time to do so. We've heard could be severe weather. Go do it now.
I looked at the radar map, man. It looks like there's a low in the storm right now. For now, till maybe 7, 8 o'clock, till they close. So do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Do it now. But if you do your part, and you bring like 3, 6, 8, 10 friends, and you all vote for Janet Protasiewicz, I can tell you, even the kids, like my family, we've grown the voting age population just between your kid and my kid.
Right.
We've nearly doubled the number of liberal votes coming out of just our two families.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it's going to be very painful tonight to be a conservative. It's going to be a rough night if you're a Trump-supportive, Dan Kelly sort of guy. Between the indictments and the crash and burn loss, I think Protasiewicz is going to set a record. I think we'll have combined vote totals over 1.5 million because I think Janet Protasiewicz could approach a million votes today.
Got to get out and vote, though. Do it. Do it now.
Takes your vote. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Special extended coverage all the way to the Protasiewicz Victory Party.
Don't move. Vote.
Come on. Do it now.
Yeah. I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma Cloud Phone System with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then,
here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Easterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 62. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 40s. Once again, a low of 35 tonight. Highs reach 62 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines. It's Happy Alvin Bragg Day. Happy Election Day. 844-967-2789.
If you ever want to celebrate a legal 420 here in the state of Wisconsin, vote for Janet Protasiewicz. We got to rig the maps, and then maybe you'd have a fighting chance to, you know, celebrate properly without fear of criminal prosecution. A little bit of reporting on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. We know it's Election Day. We also know it's Arraignment Day and Alvin Bragg Day by extension. I never thought we'd get here, Tom, but we will get
Wait, you're saying I was right? Say it.
I didn't say that.
Come on, just say it. I was right.
It is Alvin Bragg.
Yeah,
I will
baby.
Readily admit that. A little reporting from Hunter Turpin at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A few of the details of today's big election day. There's an election Tuesday, and Wisconsin loves to vote. Here's the only drawback. I went to Middleton this morning. Fourth time they've moved my polling station in the last four elections.
Why?
I think there must have been some remodeling at St. Bernard's Parish Church.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So once it happened, then it was like rotating places I went every election. Now I'm back to St. Bernard's, only we go in the front door this time. Numerically, and you voted, right?
This morning.
Today?
Yes.
Numerically, what were you?
I was number 98.
98.
At about 8 o'clock this morning.
That doesn't seem very good.
And I saw
numerically.
And I saw a projection, like another number on the screen. It said like 20 some thousand as a projection. I don't know what that meant or what that was referring to. And was my 98 just from today? Because obviously there's lots of other voters and absentee voters. And so
I think your 98 is probably just the line to cast ballots through that machine this morning. Now, at some point, they're going to run the absentee ballots through. But typically that comes at the end of the day. Now, I don't know how they do it in Whitefish Bay. You know, it's a different sort of
place. I walk in and I walk out after I vote.
How long did it take?
I saw a friend of mine, said hello. It took almost as long to vote. Literally, there's no line. I walked in, there were two people and four tables. So I was good.
Two people?
Two other people running
to
vote.
What happened to the civic-mindedness of Whitefish Bay? 98 voters? Dude, we have...
A lot of early vote, man. Everyone I talked to... In the Bay, like early vote. Like I saw one guy there today, obviously not early voting, but people I talked to throughout the day, oh yeah, I brought my absentee ballot in, I early voted. A lot of that going on.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I hope that's excellent. So we've already banked a lot of the Whitefish Bay voters.
I would imagine.
For Protasiewicz, you think?
I would think so.
Now historically we've seen a little turn in how they're casting it on the righty whitey talk radio. Even your girl, Vicky McKenna.
What's she saying?
Early vote.
Oh, go, is, yes. Now, the new Republican mantra, go on early vote. It's okay now.
It's okay, but only here in Wisconsin. Yeah. And only for this election. And only if we tell you it's okay. But now they're saying it's okay.
Yeah, but I don't know, after hearing that for years, and you know, from Trump and other Republicans.
It's rigged. They'll rig it.
Well, he said,
they're going to harvest your ballot.
Yeah, we'll never win another election again. If everyone made it too easy for people to vote, Republicans would never win again. I mean, Trump basically has been saying this, and the Republicans have insinuated this for a very long time.
The
so
Paul Weinreich.
I don't know. I don't know that all of a sudden, when you realize, wow, early voting is safe and secure and efficient and easy. Well, maybe. And we're as Republicans, we're getting killed because a lot of these Dems are doing it. Maybe we should embrace it. I don't know that you can turn that kind of attitude around in one election cycle.
Yeah, but if you look at Milwaukee County last time through and Dane County, and obviously during the Trump 2020, when Trump lost the state by 21,000 votes, what was their efforts through the Wisconsin Supreme Court? And we were uniquely the only Supreme Court that took up the effort of Donald Trump's team to try and disenfranchise almost 200,000 voters
ballots
in Dane and Milwaukee County, which have a preponderance of voting Dem, right?
Yes.
About 80% of it was coming out of Milwaukee. Well, that would have turned the whole election, of course. That was the whole point. That's what Jim Troupas and the Republicans wanted to do. And I would point out, it was the brilliance of our 6 o'clock hour guest. Megan Dawn was on that wall on behalf of Milwaukee County. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. So we'll maybe revisit a few of those moments from Wisconsin's past. But I got to tell you, Dom, I think, Dobbs has fired up the electorate. People are pissed. Women are pissed. Friends, lovers, fathers, daughters, people that have friends that are women, they're pissed. They've been thrown back to 1849. And I got to think that that is still a motivating thing, much like Rebecca Dallet and the Women's March back in 2018. Well, that was a direct result of Donald Trump, this misogynistic woman abuser that somehow had been lifted through a fault of the Electoral College and the eye of the needle had been lifted to the presidency.
And well, I think a lot of people booked that to go see the first woman president, and that didn't happen.
Well, I'm not talking about the Women's March in D.C. I'm talking about the subsequent 2018, what happened 2 years later in the midterms, in the run-up to the midterms. And here we had a spring election cycle, and that's when Rebecca Dallet won. That's when she, definitely embraced the fact that she was a woman and that she stood for democracy. And she was, I don't want to say a partisan, but she didn't run away. She didn't play coy with the politics. And I thought it was a great example she set. I think Kurovsky followed the same tact, right? Kurovsky. She did the same damn thing in 2020, and that was a winning formula. Now, Brian Hagedorn, I think when he came through back in 2019, when he won by the skin of his teeth over Lisa Neubauer, what was the tact? We didn't barely heard from Lisa Neubauer.
Barely.
We didn't know where she stood.
No.
I would call that the old coy way of running for office as a judicial candidate. You tell them nothing. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for Neubauer's campaign. It didn't work out for the state of Wisconsin or the balance of the court. All we knew is that Brian Hagedorn was the conservative. He was extreme. And apparently had written some anti-gay stuff that was accentuated quite a bit through, the advertising. But I cannot believe this record-breaking $40 million-plus Supreme Court election in the state of Wisconsin. People don't. And when Dane County knows, when Madison knows, when my hometown knows, man, we're going to have over 50% voter turnout in my hometown. That's my prediction. Madison. Turning it out. And oh, yeah. Vote Emily Kuhn in Middleton. I endorse her as my mayor.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Former President Trump facing 34 felony counts. He was arraigned today in a Manhattan courtroom. Charges brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who spoke after the arraignment.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse. There's also some back and forth about when this might go to trial.
There was also a request for a trial date in 2024, sometime in the perhaps some kind of 2024 trial date. Of course, that would put everything right in the middle of the election. And former President Trump's attorneys, of course, want that pushed off.
As for the former president, now he is in the air flying back to his Florida home. He's expected to speak about the charges tonight. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The most expensive state Supreme Court campaign in American history ends today as voters choose between conservative Dan Kelly and liberal Janet Protasiewicz. The vote will decide if the court leans left or right for the next 2 years. That matters because the High Court is expected to rule on abortion and voting rules in the near future. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee continues its work without hearing from the head of the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underley says she's surprised by the snub. Governor Evers is proposing the largest spending increase on education in Wisconsin history at more than $2.5 billion. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is an Election Day Tuesday edition. It's also the Alvin Bragg rating Defend on Trump edition. We'll get to that in the 5 o'clock happy hour. And we hope you're very, very happy to hear we've got extended coverage all the way up to 7 o'clock. We're going to have Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, joining us in the 6 o'clock hour, perhaps a little Trump indictment talk. And also, Supreme Court race, obviously. I think it all comes down to turnout at this point, Dom. I'm feeling relatively confident, all things considered. You know, I'm a little bit squirrely. I'm an anxious guy. I'm a little higher strung than I appear, as you might know of me, through 30 years friendship.
But I'm with you, man. But, you know, people still got to go out and vote. And as mentioned, now is the time to do it. In Wisconsin, we had some storms blowing through. Seems to be a break. Take advantage while you can. Take advantage. Take a friend. Take your ID. Go and vote for Protasiewicz and the rest of the Democrats on your ballot.
A rising tide and lots of rain raises all boats.
Something
down.
Like that, yeah.
I think the high water mark for voting in a state Supreme Court election, 1.5 million votes. I think just the state of Wisconsin, civically, got to blow through that number, don't we? Got to beat that number today, folks. We never had $42 million expended in the state of Wisconsin telling people, hey, it's election day, go vote. I mean, numerically, it should be a record number. I would like to see 1 million votes for Janet Protasiewicz. It would be all over but the crying for Dan Kelly. He could be joined by Scott Walker. They'd both cry themselves to sleep tonight. Wankery, blatant bandwagon endorsement of Dan Kelly. Although I don't know what momentum he's embracing. Adam, really, most of the tact we've seen from the Republicans up till now have been from sophomoric to asinine, I'd say. And this latest, we haven't touched on this yet, but Molly Beck did at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the other day when the tornadoes hit. You recall, a lot of that hit in Lake Country, right down here in WAUK, 540 AM's listening area. And if we have severe weather coming later, I'm sure we'll keep you abreast right here on the radio. Got to keep it locked until a winner is declared. Special election coverage all night long. But the other night, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, these brilliant, brilliant people decided we're going to replicate the EAS system, the emergency safety system here in the state of Wisconsin. Actually, it's a federal thing. It's nationwide. In fact, we're even going to replicate or simulate EAS tones because everyone's been trained. When you hear those sounds, turn your attention here. Important message coming. Could be a tornado, could be missiles, but turn your attention here. So they use this Pavlovian training of the American people of Wisconsinites.
They're really good at messaging. Them.
As southern Wisconsin braced for a tornado watch Friday afternoon, conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly and the Republican Party of Wisconsin issued its own emergency alert warning voters not to elect liberal Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Janet Protasiewicz on Tuesday. The text message included a video that used alert tones and a scratchy radio voice found on the official emergency alerts aired on television and radio. The screen read, emergency alert system, and Wisconsin voter alert on the backdrop of the differently colored bars that sometimes appear on the screen when TV programming is interrupted.
Oh, it's like a rainbow.
Or like an EAS test. After three beeps, Dom, a voice says, this is the state of Wisconsin voter alert. Attention, citizens. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack by Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Voters received the text messages with the video around 2 p.m. on Friday as areas of southern Wisconsin were placed under tornado watches.
Timing's a bitch, man.
The video would likely violate federal law if broadcasted on television, according to the Federal Communications Commission. Enforcement actions. What was less clear late Friday is whether it's allowed to be transmitted via text message. Well, I can tell you this, Dom. Our friends over at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, well, they filed a little complaint with our friends over at the FCC.
Crudy, the FCC, according to their rules, people and groups are barred from using emergency alert system codes or signals in, quote, advertisements, promotional announcements, or other programming if the sounds are being used not in connection with an actual emergency, an emergency system test, or a public service announcement authorized to use such sounds. The use of sounds intended to mimic or are substantially similar to the alert sounds so that an average listener could reasonably mistake the sounds for an actual emergency are also prohibited, according to the FCC. The Dem Party Wisconsin called on state GOP officials to immediately cease and desist sending text messages intended to persuade recipients to vote for Kelly. Quote, for the Republican Party of Wisconsin to send this fake emergency alert on behalf of Dan Kelly at a time when many Wisconsinites are under the first tornado watch of the season is aberrant, dangerous, and profoundly irresponsible. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Devin Raymaker said in a statement, Republican Party of Wisconsin, they said Democrats should knock off the fake outrage and stop trying to stifle free speech. It's not going to paper over Janet Protasiewicz's abysmal soft on crime record.
I saw that statement, which, of course, is Got nothing to do with the accusation against the Republican Party.
That's how they roll.
Free speech. This is our free speech. We're going to utilize simulated FCC
tones. It's literally like yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Well, more like yelling tornado while the state's under tornado watch.
I mean, there are limits to free speech. This is not a free speech issue. I mean, you, come on. I mean, we're in the first tornado watch of the year, and this is what you're sending out? After we've seen nothing on the news for like a week of tornadoes ripping through the South and devastating communities? Woo-woo! Oh, voter alert. What?
You cannot let, you know, a little minor tragedy like a tornado go to waste when you can smear your opponent, Janet Protasiewicz, on apparently Second Amendment issues.
Free speech. But it's even more than that, Crudy. That's the most recent one. WMC, the state's largest lobby group, right?
Yes.
They ended up pulling an ad because the rape victim felt re-victimized because of their ad. And, of course, she called it not accurate, let's say.
Well, I think they only pulled the ad because of the negative publicity they were getting on the ad. Because, effectively, she said they inaccurately represented her feelings. She was just fine with the, in this case, it was a criminal sentence against her perpetrator that was leveled by Janet Protasiewicz within sentencing guidelines. When she was asked for her opinion, actually in chambers by Judge Janet Protasiewicz, she said, "You're the judge. I defer to you, judge." The judge acknowledged that in the open court later. Hey, I looked for input. She didn't have any. So she was more than satisfied. She said she wasn't left for dead, as is characterized. And when WMC contacted this victim, they said, "We're using this ad with or without you.
You could be a part of it and help kind of guide the conversation." The victim declined to do so. They ran it anyway and then, of course, ended up pulling it. But that's not even it.
You know, last night I did see a scaled-down version of that same assessment, the 2.5-year sentence for a rape victim, in one of the many, many Dan Kelly ads I saw. You know, NCAA March Madness ended last night, the national championship. Yeah. I barely watched any of the game. It was over by the time I watched. Congratulations, UConn. I really didn't care, man. After my NIT brackets busted, didn't matter so much to me. But I did watch the late local news. And I can tell you, it's something I'm not going to miss. Being inundated with these dark money, dark messages. Janet Protasiewicz wants to kill you and your children by letting people out of prison with a slap on the wrist and a smack on the ass.
It's about right. That's about kind of not going to miss that. So it's not just, Crudy, the this ad with the weather tones and you know, scaring people. It's not just the WMC pulling that particular ad and, I mean, just how rude it is to treat, you know, re-victimize the person like that, especially when she said she didn't want it. But okay, WMC, you have your First Amendment rights, I guess. And so people are allowed to hold you to task for it. They pulled the ad. That was the right thing to do, I guess. Never should have ran in the first place. But then what's the other one? They copied, literally, like the old VHS tape, blue background, copied the Willie Horton ad.
Well, it was effective then. Why would it not be effective now?
What? I mean, it's just to think that.
You mean Dan Kelly's campaign utilized, what, the Southern strategy of Lee Atwater? Utilized the racist undertones of the Willie Horton ad against Michael Dukakis? Why would you have issues? HW won the presidency.
I guess, but to think that, you know, I hear criticism. Oh, the Dems are not great at messaging. Republicans, they're so good at it. Is that good? I don't think that's good. Is it effective? I mean, I don't think so. Maybe. But when you got to pull your ass on because you're re-victimizing victims, when you're copying racist Willie Horton ads from back in the day and you're, you know, brushing up against FCC violations to scare people to vote for your guy, I just don't know that those are really, truly good messaging systems.
Call Kurt Bauer down at Wisconsin Manufacturers
Our buddy
and
Kurt.
Commerce.
Yeah?
Tell him how proud you are of the re-victimization of the rape victim. You know, whatever is necessary to smear the opponent of Dan Kelly.
I mean,
844-967-2789. How you feeling about the big election day, about big indictment day, Alvin Bragg Day, if you will? Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dick.
Hello, I got to say.
We can't hear the
hello,
phones.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Welcome. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah. This is bigly, even for him. 34? I was only expecting 20 counts, 24. And
so you're just jumping felonies. The next hour's topic now, Dick. Man, we'll get to felonies. The Trump indictments. Let me ask you. What about the Supreme Court race? Dick, when did you vote?
I voted early this morning. I was the 34th person at the school here by the house.
And what time was
I
that?
I got my little
7:05?
I was there maybe about quarter after. And then I went from there.
But and how you feeling about the race, Dick? I know we'll
I'm
let you get to Trump in a minute. But what about the race? What about the Supreme Court?
I'm a little shaky. Little shaky still.
You were always a little shaky, man. Grab a beer. You'll be okay. It'll calm you down.
When you get outstate in some of those areas, it's a little scary. But, you know, yesterday Dom mentioned the overall thing about this just kind of looked very much like O.J.
The national coverage.
Oh, the Saturday Night Live this week could be special, couldn't it? They could roll up to Mar-a-Lago in the SUV, and O.J. and Trump get out together with golf clubs and everything. It'd
Dick,
be great.
You realize later the former president, Defendant Trump, will address the nation from Mar-a-Lago.
Or will he? Did you see him? They had him on something. He looked like he was lobotomized to me.
They said he ambled into court. I bet he's, come on, man. You know they've had him on some Ambien or some Valium.
Yeah, they probably took him off the speedy stuff to calm him down.
Take the edge off.
Oh, yeah, he was on some. One eye was half closed, I'm telling you.
Well, that's how we do the radio show most days.
Happy hour for sure. Thanks for the call, Dick.
844-967-2789. Here's a good Dem from Green Bay. Steven, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Happy Alvin Bragg Day.
And to you as well.
And Wisconsin Supreme Court Election Day for Janet Protasiewicz. You voted for her, didn't you, Steven?
Well, it would be irresponsible for me to vote for anyone else.
There you go.
And you did vote, right? You knocked her out?
Oh, I sure did. I was there at about 8:35 this morning. I was the 96th person to vote. I live in Green Bay, so I suspect that the mayoral race is cranking some people out because that's been kind of a hotly contested thing in this area. I did want to call in and just say that I am a little worried about the outcome of this election, just because the number of people that I've talked to that are completely oblivious there's even an election going on today. So I have been doing a lot of talking. My jaw hurts to get people out there. And hopefully that does some good.
Steven, from your lips to some voters' ears, get them out, get them voting. Come back, more Devils.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Easterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 62. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 40s. Once again, a low of 35 tonight, highs reach 62 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Call. Today and yesterday, I had the occasion to go up to Wautoma, and which is about an hour or so north of Madison, and there were a lot of Judge Janet signs up there. There were Dan Kelly signs up there, too, but there were a lot of Judge Janet signs.
Nice. So now, you get up by Wautoma, you get near Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Yeah, I didn't see any signs for Ripon, but, you know, it was pretty far up there. And, you know, there was a lot of, I even saw some Amish buggies on the highway.
Nice. So, how are you feeling, Connie? Are you feeling optimistic about the chances of Janet Protasiewicz?
I am feeling optimistic. I really am. So, I'm hoping that the race in north of Milwaukee goes well for us. I'm hoping. But I feel good for Judge Janet. And, I mean, Randy Rhodes dedicated a lot of her show today. She couldn't pronounce her last name until somebody told her.
But, it is a tough one. I had to learn that about a year ago. She's been running for some time.
Well, yeah, and Mike Flynn, you know, Matt Flynn.
Yes.
He's talked about her for a while too, and that's how I first heard about her was through him on his show.
We may crash the party. He's actually invited, but I think Dom and I might sneak into the Protasiewicz. We hope it's a victory party,
man, especially if it's a victory party.
If there's a victory party going on, we'll be there. You know, we like to back a winner.
I had heard she wasn't feeling well the last few days, so hadn't made any, personal appearances or anything. So hopefully she's feeling well.
Well, I hope the win in today's big election makes her feel quite a bit better. And she can always sleep it off. She doesn't even have to join the court till August.
Right. All right. Well, yeah, I'm feeling good about the election. So I'm hoping.
Well, Connie, thank you for listening. And please don't let Dom harsh your buzz.
Make sure you get everybody out to vote 844-967-2789. John from Joliet, you're up. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. The Republican Party, I think they got the idea from 1959, Mayor Daley, when he sounded the air raid sirens and the White Sox won the World Series.
Put it on the board, yes!
Which just shows that, as usual, Wisconsin is like 70 years behind Illinois.
Oh, come on, man. It's makes me mad because sometimes it's true.
You know, we're trying to return to those days. We're regressing as rapidly as we can here in the state, John.
It seems that way. It really does.
Well, watch from afar, John. We've got a local, and I'm afraid to go there, but 844-967-2789. Hey, CJ, before you start beating on me, let me tell you, I was listening on Monday to the Stylings on WAUK, the Earl Ingram show, under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. And I heard this random caller near the end of the hour, this Gilbert Brown fanboy. He was effusive. He was, oh, Gilbert, I love you, Gilbert. Oh, God bless you, Gilbert. You're the loyalist Packer, Gilbert. Do you know who that guy was, CJ? Right-wing troll turned Gilbert Brown fanboy.
Actually,
you're a complex guy, CJ.
That's the nice thing about sports. It can bring all sorts of different people together.
we could discuss all kinds of topics, and this is the one I'd prefer to discuss. So, yeah, Gilbert is one cool guy. I actually saw him play basketball in the Stoughton Gym against the, I think, the teachers or something like that. And that dude could dunk a basketball.
Can't everyone?
Can you imagine that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, maybe
can you dunk, CJ? You're sort of a tall dude.
16 feet.
CJ.
There was a day. But
there was
Woody
a day.
Harrelson starred in a movie about me. You know, I'm feeling pretty confident for Janet, too, because, again, your party lies about Republicans' positions better than the Republicans describe it.
Which and, position?
And the media cover it like you guys. So
okay, so tell us the big lie.
Yeah, what's the one? What's the one? You got to name one, Siege. You can't just say it. Now you got to be specific. What position does Crudy lie about?
Well,
or pro to say what?
Women's choice. Women's choice. You lie about the Republicans' position every day.
Well,
you,
what is the Republican? The Republican
position.
What's
Dan Kelly's position?
I couldn't get Janet to define what her limits were. I can't get her to answer that.
Well, Dan Kelly has.
Okay with
his
right
limit
up to
is
the day before a baby.
No exception for rape or incest. That's Dan Kelly's position. And, you know, while he claims he would only vote on the merits, he has represented anti-abortion groups. For the last couple of days, he's been flying around in-kind contributions on the private airplanes of anti-abortion groups. I mean, CJ, what do you think? What do you think he's hiding? You know what I'm saying, dude? I mean, so Protasewicz tells you.
I know his position.
What
I
is
know
it?
His position.
What is
I
it?
Can't get Janet.
No, what is his position?
She's pro reproductive rights and pro abortive rights, and he's anti.
The baby is born.
Nobody's for that, CJ, unless there was some disastrous.
Now, see, CJ, now you're lying, dude. You call up, say we're lying about other people's positions. We talk about what Dan Kelly says. We talk about who he's palling around with in the last 6 days of the campaign. Anti-abortion advocates. Bice wrote it up in the Journal Sentinel. You can read it, and it's not necessarily illegal or unethical, but it is what it is, man. You can't tell me that anybody's representing what Dan Kelly would or would not do on the court. Do you think, Crudy, that if Dan Kelly's on the court, abortion remains illegal in the state?
Yes.
Yes. There you go.
I am for post-birth abortion, but only in the case of CJ.
You know, I was a little rascal when I was younger, and my uncle used to tell me that it's never too late for an abortion.
844-967-2789, fanboy CJ.
So cute.
Tom from L.A., how you doing, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
How's the leftist coast doing
today? First off, guys, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And CJ. Dude, just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean she's going to choose to have an abortion. Nobody is pro-abortion. Stop with this nonsense that you on the right always want to say. You know what? We are for a woman's choice. That means that she's not cattle. That means that she is an actual human being who we respect her choices, whether that's to have a child or to terminate a pregnancy. But we're not pro-abortion, so knock this crap off. That's the biggest lie that's out there. And that's the reason why so many people up in the Northwest, a part of Wisconsin, and people that are Catholic, you know, go and vote that way. You know what? Get off your ass and go and maybe try to help someone, I don't know, pay for some of their prenatal vitamins.
L.A. Tom, thank you for your thoughts. Keep listening. More Devil's Advocates extended coverage all the way up until Civic Media's election night coverage begins at 7. More Devils. We'll be right back.
CJ, the sauce is weak.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.